This is Christy with the Laugh or Cry podcast, and we are continuing with some of the Toxicities videos they have put out. Again, we don't know who it is. We don't know if this is somebody that's a close to the family. Is it somebody that's part of the family? Some people believe that it is Leon and Audrey. Some people believe it's McKelty and Tony. It could be a mix of all of them. It seems from some of these messages that whoever it is lives in Utah. How they know that, I don't know. But somebody's been calling and leaving voice messages to them, which is really creepy. But in here, this next video, it's going to talk about a physical altercation between father and a son.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Allegedly in 2020, a physical altercation occurred between father and one adult child. Adult child's mother appears to have intervened and stopped the physical altercation. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that after the physical altercation, the adult child cut off contact with the father. It is alleged that the adult child's mother began planning her departure by preparing financially, physically, and emotionally. It's been claimed that by 2021, the adult child's mother had changed her living situation to one that would no longer accommodate the father. All opinions
Well, I think we can safely assume that was Janelle, and quite possibly the physical altercation was Garrison. Again, moving to the RV, Cody didn't want to live there. Moving to the small apartment, Cody didn't want it. I don't think she gives a crap. I love that she said, these dogs, they're coming before you. My kids and my dogs, they're coming before you. Let's listen to this next video.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Allegedly in 2021, the father became increasingly aggressive with his words and actions. It has been claimed that many of those close to the father have seen a marked difference in his behavior. Based on his alleged physical and verbal aggression, it would be reasonable to speculate that something about his lifestyle had changed. It appears that his increased hostility, agitation, and erratic behaviors would indicate a larger personal problem. All opinion.
Interesting. Could this possibly be drugs? Could it be steroids? He seems to be so vain. Sorry about my dogs. So vain that it seems like he's the kind of guy that would take steroids and possibly get roid rage. Not that he's big and bulky, but vain enough to do it. Now, this video is talking about wife number four, which we know is Robin.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Claims have been made that wife four has insider information about a connection between the Jessups and Jeffs and their misdeeds. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that this information was used as leverage to silence certain people. It appears as though this information was also used to expedite court proceedings.
Could this be the divorce? Could this be the adoption? So it almost sounds like they're hinting at something bigger is brewing in the polygamy world. So I'm curious to see, and then next little bit, if we see anything major happening. There's another clip that just, the voice says, Raymond Merrill Jessup, just over and over and over again. Allegedly, that guy died February of last year, unknown to why. But man, this Jessup and Jeff's families, they seem a little freaky tiki. Now, these next couple of clips, it takes a little deciphering to understand what they're talking about. But this person asked, does Robin have a secret baby?
In my opinion, children in foster care, including kinship, cannot be photographed for newspaper, articles, Facebook, or any publication where their identities would become known to the public. In my opinion, this means that foster parents cannot post any picture of a foster child or kinship foster on social media that might allow the child in question to be identified. Likewise, it's also important to never reveal personal information about your child in care on the internet. Doing so jeopardizes their safety and violates their right to privacy.
Foster kids. So interesting. Let's listen to the next one.
Raymond Merrill Jessup is one of the most prominent members of a breakaway sect that has at least four other communities in Arizona and Utah. He is close to Warren Jeffs, the prophet and leader of the sect.
Okay, well, that would also lead to interesting that this polygamy family moved to Arizona where they have no family, and now they're seeming to want to tie these two together, possibly. Let's see what else happens.
All opinions expressed hereinafter are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Allegedly in late 2014, number one started a consensual relationship with someone well known within the FLDS communities. There are grounds to believe that higher-ups in the FLDS church helped facilitate an elaborate cover-up, including but not limited to involvement from a known scammer.
Okay, that sounds as though that could possibly be the Mary relationship, the quote catfishing one. And just a cover-up? Interesting. All right, now on to this next video. It is, what about the post you made about locks on the doors and babysitters? I'm assuming this may be referring to Robin. Let's find out. All right, now this one gets a little weird. Let's see what they're talking about. Abuse.
In my opinion, multiple claims of abuse from those within home, it appears varying degrees of abuse. It would be reasonable to assume this indicates a pattern of behavior. In my opinion, if you have a babysitter, take your locks off all closets. In my opinion.
Wow. Okay, so locks off closets? So somebody was being locked in a closet? This one gets a little confusing to me, like as does some of the others. But in a question someone asked, was the family involved with the FLDS before Y4 or after? And Toxicity says, in my opinion, before. A person says, I honestly don't think M is part of scamming money. J, yes, for sure. Let's see.
All opinions expressed hereinafter are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. There are reasonable grounds to believe that J.O. is a known scammer. There are grounds to believe that SCJ is a false identity created by J.O. It is my opinion that no one should contribute financially to any purported philanthropic efforts made by, created or run by that person or persons involved with either identity or account. Allegedly, J.O. received compensation for involvement in purported catfish scandal. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that FLDS Church has further knowledge. All opinions...
Ooh, interesting. So the J.O. is Jackie Overton. So, yeah, again, that gets a little confusing. I'm not sure what to read into it, so I'll hold my opinion for now. In this next video, in the comments section, somebody says, blink twice if Cody got lip fillers. Toxicity says, in my opinion, there can be other reasons behind a swollen face. Other comments explode. They posterize that maybe there's alcohol involved and wonder if there's not alcoholism between Cody, Robin, and Mary. Also mentioning possible testosterone / steroids, possibly because of all the erratic behavior that he has been having. Again, I don't know if this clip will have anything to do with that, but let's listen.
All opinions expressed hereinafter are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. On behalf of all of us, we appreciate the kind words and the show of support from many of you. We understand that some videos may not immediately make sense. Some videos may come off as infantile or off the wall. Please understand that we are still trying to share our truth while, again, mitigating risk. Speaking on this platform and under the watchful eye of powerful organizations and people is exceptionally difficult to navigate. Please watch the comment section for comments liked by the creator, as this is one workaround. Thank you for your continued support.
Oh my God.
All opinions
so,
expressed hereinafter are our own.
All right. So it seems as there are issues them bringing up the church, aka cult. In this, they continue kind of hinting at the church. somebody had said who she was covering up for. They needed a Sam because of the voicemails Mary did to Bateman. Again, evidently this Bateman, is that the guy that got busted in the FLDS for transporting kids? Or is that a different Sam? Let's listen.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Allegedly, voicemails between Wife 1 and SB were found. It appears voicemails that were strategically released were not voicemails between Wife 1 and SB. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that voicemails released to the public were manufactured in an elaborate scheme to cover potential connection to the FLDS Church and SB. It appears the voicemails were manufactured in a way that they would appear authentically damaging to character, but garner enough sympathy and interest to continue the reality TV show. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that the FLDS researched, sought out, and employed a publicly known scammer to further protect SB and take attention off what was going on in the FLDS community in 2014 and 2015. It's alleged that Wife 1 sent photos to SB on multiple occasions that could potentially be incriminating. There have been claims that many people were involved in the massive cover-up.
All right, so if you don't know about this, if it's the person I'm thinking of, okay, there's the Sam that is the supposed catfish person, and then there's this Sam Bateman. Two different Sams, I am assuming. But we'll look into that further. The Sam Bateman, he got pulled over, I don't know how long ago it was, somewhere possibly near Flagstaff, but definitely in Arizona. There's cop footage of him having hauled, and these are the Mormons that, you know, they wear the long dresses and they have the long hair that's put up, you know, the creepy, those kind of Mormons, the FLDS for sure. And it was a trailer full of these underage girls. So that is Sam Bateman. I do not know if this is the Sam she had the affair with, if that's two different things or what. And this, some person in the comments says, I don't know for sure, but does this one even have a voiceover? Because Tony, Toxic T answers, there is no voiceover for one of us. So I'm assuming confirming that that voice is indeed Tony. I see one article where New York Post, and there's many others, that say polygamous misleader Sam Bateman, accused of having underage wives, pleads not guilty. This dude supposedly has 20 wives, most of them under the age of 15. He was also the one that I told you was, you know, supposedly, these girls were in a trailer. He was towing near Flagstaff. Again, coincidence? I know they're not the same. The Browns were allegedly the UAB. This guy's FLDS. But a cult is a cult is a cult. And as we continue on, there are a couple of videos that just post these comments. Somebody says, in one, it's not even a real clip. It says, being from the news industry, the whole catfish story never totally added up to me. But if said so, total attack online. So kept own opinion to self. So this person evidently is in the industry. So the TikTok people didn't answer this. They just put this up. Another person asks, was the FLDS the think bigger picture you mentioned in one of the earlier posts? So they posted that with just nothing to think of. And then this clip.
On August 28th, DPS pulled over 46-year-old Samuel Bateman on Highway 89 near Flagstaff. He was driving a GMC Denali, pulling a trailer. According to court documents, troopers saw small fingers peeping out from the trailer doors. Inside, they found three girls between the ages of 11 and 14. These photos show the conditions inside that trailer. There was a makeshift toilet seat, along with a couch and a camping chair. But there were no air vents. Authorities say the group was heading towards Phoenix, where that day it was 106 degrees. Bateman was a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but he left in recent years to start his own group with less than 100 people. Director of Operations for Cherish Families in Colorado City, Shirley Draper, says she works with people from plural or polygamous backgrounds. She explains sometimes the people living in these communities don't know a way out.
Lord Acton said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we do see that. And when you have a population that is that vulnerable, that is so terrified of the outside world because of the treatment that they regularly receive, when they're so terrified of government and law enforcement because of the 185 years worth of trauma, and they're already terrified, and then there's this leader that seizes an opportunity to rise up and abuse their own...
I'm going to pause this real quick because in this article they're posting, let me go back to it. It says that last Sunday, so this article is December 4th, 2022. So according to that date, last Sunday, however, 8 girls who ranged from the ages of 11 to 16 went missing from homes outside of Phoenix. Let's continue.
Then they're able to do that because there is no reporting to law enforcement in that case, where we have learned over 185 years that it is not safe to do so.
And Bateman was also arrested in Colorado City on Tuesday by federal authorities investigating whether children were being taken across state lines for sexual activity. Now, if Bateman is convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. Reporting live, I'm Irene Snyder.
Oh my God. So, yeah, this guy is a nutbag, and it sounds like he's trying to start his own cult. Says Bateman allegedly made sexual advances toward his own daughter. Oh, gross. First bribing her with 2 bags of Doritos and $50 and saying if his feelings were right, he would do what a boy does to make her have a baby. Gross, dude. You know, you can call this religion all day long. This is not a religion, it is a cult. And it is a cult that lets men do whatever they want to have the freedom and keep women in fear and keep women held back. That is, in my opinion. And other videos go on and on about, like, books you can get that explains it. Like, the Allreds are in the thick of it, which, you know, that's Christine's family. And then, of course, the Jessups and Jeffs are gross. Ugh. So here is possibly Tony talking.
The attempt to silence continues. We are aware of the rumors spreading about this page and want to make it abundantly clear that the majority of these rumors are completely false and are being passed off as fact for views and monetary gain. We have not and do not plan to take any amateur, self-appointed YouTube or TikTok journalists. If and when we are able to publicly reveal our identities and talk freely about our stories, we will do so with a trusted, well-respected, professional journalist. Again, let us reiterate, we have not and will not be speaking to anyone without press credentials. Anyone claiming to have inside information or inside sources are not credible. After additional roadblocks have presented themselves, we've made the decision to take a brief break to regroup. We will be releasing a statement and announcement on Sunday, January 22nd. Until then, we have only just begun.
Creepy. Oh, this stuff is just so creepy. Ugh. You know, if that's your religion, knock yourself out. But man, there's too many shows like Escaping Polygamy. Like, no part of polygamy sounds positive. Whatever spin this show originally started of, like, look, we're a community. We all love each other. We take care of each other's kids. All that has been completely blown out of the water. And again, this is my opinion. I am not a journalist, even though I probably should have been. Anyway, thank you for listening to this segment of this cluster. I will continue with some more of these audio clips from Toxicity's TikTok account. If you enjoy what you listened to so far, please give us some support on the link below. We really appreciate it and hopefully can keep more of these videos coming to you.